Hello and welcome to Almighty Pod. This is episode number 73. My name's Tom and I'm joined as I am every week. Well, not every week, is it? Because it's been a little while. It's going to be even longer because you're going on holiday.
Yeah.
Mr. Chris Wright.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
You sure?
Yes. Very good.
Good, good, good. And I'm also joined on the side of the room by Mr. Sam Taylor.
Are you well?
Very well, thank you, Sam. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Very good. Well. It's been very hot.
It has been hot.
It was hot last time because this is when you discussed
hot.
The vest.
Oh, the vest.
Did you maintain the vest on
the hot Monday days, Tuesday? On those hot days, my vest was firmly on.
Firmly.
Because it was sweaty, sticky.
Yeah.
But we were at school, we were banned from going outside.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we had the same, yeah.
Yeah, banned from going
outside. Health and safety, no one can.
But then on the last day, it was I thought it was very funny. On the last day of school, it was that hot. It just turned into chaos.
Right.
So we shut the top floor.
Yeah.
Because that's renowned for being hot.
Is it?
Yeah, the top floor. And then by the afternoon, we had to then shut the science corridor.
Whoa.
Because that was hot. And by 2 o'clock, the head teacher gave up and sent all the kids home.
By two o'clock, you ended up with everyone in one room. It was really hot.
He did say that. I think it was quite funny. I was stood there with an ice pack on my head.
Right.
With an ice lolly.
Wow.
Not on my head.
How did you attach the ice pack to your head?
I had it on my head and then got my sunglasses and put them over the top to lock it in. But it wasn't like a standard one where you pop them or you put them in the bin.
Yeah.
It was one with the ice cubes in.
Oh.
So I was just getting wet.
Yeah.
So.
Did anyone else have it? Like, were you saying it was too hot on the corridor? When you're at home, you get to the top of the stairs and it was like, I don't know how to describe it other than a whoosh. A whoosh of heat.
A whoosh of what? Well, it depends on your home.
I mean, I was in a caravan.
Oh, yes.
That was a nightmare.
Oh.
Nightmare.
Describe the fan situation.
We had three fans on the go. A Dyson Airblade.
Oh.
That's not just a fan.
How was that?
That's not just a fan. If it had been mid-20s, would have worked been wonders. Amazing. Could not cope with 35 and above.
Yeah.
It was just pumping out warm air.
Yeah. There was just no escape.
There was no escape at all.
There was no escape. And people, there's annoying people in this whole ordeal. The ones who are like, well, you cope when you go to Spain for a week in August. It's like, hang about. When I was in Malta, it was 43.
Yeah.
Right? Similar temperature to what we were. Where we stayed had aircon, and I had a pool.
Yeah. They're all ready
so
for it.
If I wasn't in an aircon building, I was in a pool.
And you didn't have to go to work.
I didn't have to go to work. I just sat there drinking tequila sunrises and cans of Australia. And then I go to the supermarket. That'll be air-conned.
Yeah.
And then I walked across the road in the horrendous 43-degree heat for 8 seconds and went into an air-conditioned Costa. And then got some everything's air-conned.
I went to Costa on the Tuesday when it was really hot. No ice. So no ice drinks. And the air-con broke.
What is the point
of being open? Do like hot drinks only, so...
And then you get the silly people who say hot drinks cool you down.
Yeah.
Someone told me, like, your experience, Sam,
that fans don't work over 34 degrees. I didn't know that was a scientific thing.
It just pumps out warm air, I suppose, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's still better, but it's by no means cold.
It was intense, though.
It was very intense.
It was intense heat. I was fine the Monday night, sleep-wise. I was all right. I got to sleep. After half an hour of... a bit of restlessness. Got to sleep. The Tuesday night.
Oh.
My goodness me.
Terrible.
That was horrendous. Terrible. I think I got 2.5 hours. I just gave up in the end. Yeah. Went downstairs.
Those fires are pretty scary as well, I have to say.
Which ones?
All the, like, forest fires and stuff in, like,
It's only down south, though. I don't care about them.
Well, Malcott was on fire, apparently.
It was.
Yeah, yeah. There was a fire just outside Allsager as well.
Wow.
And some grassland and stuff.
Wow.
Scary stuff.
I was watching the news yesterday talking about hose pipe bans.
Mm.
Rained for 2 days non-stop.
It did. It was very wet.
That's the one thing that does me nothing about this country. The full kit ranters back out today, as you can tell.
I've had a lot of texts from Severn Trent. Please don't use your hose.
It's like,
interesting.
It hasn't stopped raining for us just because it dried down in Kent. The whole country's got to stop using hoses.
Are you in your new house last time? Was this the first new house episode?
Well, I think this is the first new house episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Sam's moved house.
So I'm not Severn Trent anymore.
Oh, you're not? I'm
United Utilities. Oh. I've had no text from them.
Hey.
No.
Hey.
Damn.
Yeah.
Good.
So we've got to avoid using hose pipes just because of
or
Kent.
Get a really long one.
Yep.
From Sam's house.
From my house.
Oh, no, I'm okay too.
I need a new outdoor tap though. So if you could, when you bring your extra long hose pipe,
we've had a nice outdoor tap fitted.
Have you?
Yeah, and I bought one of them stretchy hoses.
Oh,
they're great. They are really.
I was going to buy you a fixture.
Oh yes,
but then we had to cancel.
We did
because it rained.
We did.
No one wants to garden in the rain.
Nobody. No gardening in the rain.
But stretchy hoses.
I've been talking to me about this stretchy hose.
So it's like a normal hose.
Yeah,
but it stretches.
So does it have a reel?
No, I need to put it on a reel.
Right.
Okay. I've got a reel.
Yeah.
I need to put it on it.
Yeah.
But the only issue is you have to fully unravel it.
Mm. Yeah.
And if you don't, so when you turn a tap on, you have to have, if you've got the gun end, you know when you get the ones with a bit of a gun?
Yeah. Yep.
Don't know what the proper name for them is.
We'll go with gun.
Gun will do. If you don't release the water, the hose pipe expands.
Oh.
And it gets a bit scary, so you have to be quick.
So what's the advantage of having a stretchy hose pipe?
I don't know.
Just got a bit more.
Well, no, I think I can just stretch it.
Okay.
So say if you... Say
but
instead
you have to
of having,
unwind it fully off the reel before you can use it.
No, I don't know, but I found you had to do a little bit. They're not super long. So for example, okay. You get say if you get a 30-metre hose,
right?
That's a lot of hose.
Big hose.
That's that's too much hose. Too much hose.
Too much hose.
So if you get a stretchy hose, a stretchy hose, it's a decent
compact
hose.
Yeah.
Right? And then you can stretch to 30 metres.
Okay.
Without having to buy a massive hose.
Versatile length.
Yeah. Okay. Versatility is key with these hose.
Okay. I think I'm not sold on the stretchy hose.
Yeah, but then, you say for example, in your garden, you'd need a 10-metre hose wouldn't do for you.
Yeah.
So you need a bigger one.
Big hose.
But then 30 metres is a lot of hose.
Yeah. But it's on a reel, so it's fine.
And and then you can do that thing where you pull it and it goes and it all comes back in. It's just really that fun to do.
Yeah, that noise.
What do you mean?
So you don't have to reel it manually, not on these modern ones. You just like pull it and then it does it for you. Sucks the hose in.
Yeah, but what if your hose then like drag things with it?
Well, that's the risk you have to take.
You can damage your plants. Damage your grass.
Are you like raveling it through your whole garden?
If you get to the end of the garden, if you get to the end of your garden, and you just let it loose, let the hose loose,
it's going to take out your greenhouse.
Cause damage.
It will take out your greenhouse.
Yeah. If you went to your back of your garden,
yeah.
And you just let the hose loose, it would be terrible.
Yeah.
Think of the consequences.
Sunflowers gone. Tomato plants gone.
Gone.
Cucumbers gone. Greenhouse gone.
Gone. Do you remember when I locked you in your greenhouse?
Was that on Monday and Tuesday last week?
We could do. We could do like a sauna in your greenhouse.
You're very welcome to do that.
I love saunas. I've
emptied it yesterday because I'm going to build a whole new. I was going to build some new shelves, but I could turn it into some seating if you wanted.
Yeah, we could all go sit in the sauna together.
Lovely.
We could do an episode.
Do an episode in there.
That'd be the shortest episode.
Keep it under an hour, ain't it?
It would.
Anyway.
Football last night. I don't want to spend too long on this. I know you two want to spend any time on this.
No.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, in those, like, every sports film, basically, where you play
game.
The team at the start and get annihilated.
A tune-up match.
Get bullied. Yeah. And then by the end, they come back to win. It was like that, except there was no
comeback. There was no comeback. Yeah, no comeback. It was just bad.
So most of the last 15 minutes, I sat on the floor in the rain.
Head in your hands.
In our own penalty area.
Well, it was an interesting game.
It's a sad sight.
It didn't go very well at any point for us.
Did for me.
Did for you. You then joined our team at the end. You felt that bad for us.
I did.
I don't know what we did deserve to get you off on our team, but I think my favourite part of yesterday, and he won't mind me sharing this piece of information, he might do a little bit, but what can he do? Was when Joel...
Lovely Joel.
Our friend Joel.
Gave up on life and got cross. Sometimes Joel gets cross. And started having a go at the team who were battering us. Because they were no longer taking the 10-1 game very seriously.
I would have been annoyed as well.
Yeah. So they all went in
the goal. They did play three people in goal at one point.
Yeah. So Joel got very angry, started shouting at them to all start playing properly. And they started arguing. And then immediately after he'd stopped shouting, had a shot. and skied the ball into the neighbouring town.
What I heard happen was Joel said, I just want to play football. And then had that chance, put the ball over, at which point someone on our team went, I thought you just wanted to play football. Which didn't make it much better.
I knew it was bad when even I didn't want to look or make comment on the situation. Yeah. I thrive on those situations, but I got a bit... Even I felt bad for Joel then.
Lovely Joel.
There has been some better football going on in the world.
There has been.
England's women.
Hey,
doing us proud. Another final.
Unbelievable.
Did you see the back heel?
Yep.
Russo.
Very nice back heel.
Very good. Very good. I have got to say, if I'd have been in goal, that wouldn't have gone in. However, it was a very good goal.
Yeah, dodgy keeper. That keeper was terrible all game.
Yeah, she wasn't great. Yeah,
through the legs. It was the fact she tried to do like the official technique of stopping a ball going through your legs where you drop your knee. She doesn't need to kick it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Biggest audience ever?
9.3 million.
Mad. Was it?
Wow. And then Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, is it?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Is the final against Germany.
Yeah.
So we look forward to that. Think we'll do it?
Honestly, I have no idea how good Germany are.
I think we will.
We will see. We will see. And then the week after is the return of the men's Premier League.
Indeed.
Domestic football.
Well, we've got league football this weekend.
We have.
We have. League football. Very excited. Back. Very excited. My wife is particularly excited about it all. As I'm sure yours is.
Yes.
Yeah.
I bet she is.
Is she looking
forward
a bit lost.
To watching Northampton?
Yeah, it's all she's wanted to do for the last 3 months without it.
I've just been doing my fantasy team.
Have you?
Once a day, changing it.
Yeah.
With no reasoning to it at all.
Yeah. Big draft day next week.
Big draft day. We're doing our annual draft on Tuesday.
Indeed.
Maybe we should have an Almighty Pod League.
We should.
We could. Yeah, we'll introduce that.
Let's do that.
Let's move on. We've got two poo features to
get
to. First is our weekly toilet roll segment. Roll with it. Yeah. Here's the theme music. You gotta roll with it. You gotta take it time. You gotta say what you say. Don't let it. Okay, so today's toilet roll we have over here. Stopped off on the way at Home Bargains. I was told before we get too deep into this, some people felt that last episode's Roll With It segment was a little long.
It was quite long, to be fair. We got far too into
it. So we will keep this hasty.
Hasty.
Hasty. You'd have to be hasty with this toilet roll, flipping heck.
Today we've gone
with... hanging about with this.
More speed, less haste.
We started with the big dogs, the heavyweights. We started with Cashel and then Andrex. Today, with cost of living and all sorts, we thought we'd come back to what the people are going to actually buy. Mm. This is Nikki Elite.
Interesting.
God, it stinks.
From Home Bargains. Okay,
I am a Nikki user.
Are you?
You are not.
I did hear that on the.
You are
the great
not.
Fan.
I
Why
am
would
not,
you want
however,
your bottom to smell
a
this?
Nikki with fragrance. User.
Why would you want your bottom to smell?
What's it
like
smell
this?
Like? What's the official?
It smells like
Chris. You haven't read it, so what do you think it smells like?
It smells like what a bottom will smell like in about 10 minutes.
Pre poo or after poo?
Hang on. It's really hard to tell what it smells like. It just smells of cheap fragrance.
Does it say some or does
masking
it just say
fragrance?
It just says fragrance with no definition
what it is.
Or detail about what the fragrance is. But it's also it's enriched with lotion. As
lotion.
Well. Interestingly.
Oh dear. Anyway, it's time to do the test of the initial rip. So mine is unripped. Mm. So are you ready?
Go on. I'm ready. Give it a rip, give it a tear.
Oh, We've got a problem.
Oh no!
We breached.
Houston,
the lone bit of
Houston. We have a problem.
That's good. Very good.
We have a breach. Oh no, it's okay. It's not
mine,
a terrible breach.
Mine didn't breach, to be fair.
Not a terrible breach.
Mine was all right.
I can just take that residue off, and I'm now back with a successful unwaste of toilet space.
Yeah.
What we're saying there? How many sheets does this require for a wipe?
They are quite small sheets, aren't they?
Can I have a roll?
Oh yeah. Sorry. This is 3-ply.
They are smaller squares. Yeah.
I think so.
I think we need to do some interesting maths here today. Yeah.
168.
Oh.
How does that compare? Plus or minus 5%.
Let's do what everyone would do and go to worst case scenario. So let's take 5% off.
So cost-wise then, we're talking. These were $4.99 for 18.
Interesting.
Okay, which is pretty good, I'd say.
I think that's excellent.
The length of this roll is 19.3 metres.
That's pretty good. That's a lot of coverage.
It's almost as long as your hose.
These don't stretch, though.
What,
Nor do they go back onto the... Like, have you ever tried to put toilet roll back on the roll?
Nightmare.
Never happens.
Absolutely.
Well, after you've used it.
And they cost a living. Not blaming that. Like, if you drop it or something and it rolls.
Oh.
Nightmare.
Oh. Maybe that could be a test. Drop and roll.
Stop, drop and roll.
See how far
stop
it rolls.
Stop, plop and roll. That's what we could have called the segment.
Stop, plop and roll. Oh.
Never mind. I can tell you, this does come in a lot cheaper than the previous.
Does it?
Interesting.
Competition.
Give us the numbers, Tom.
For Cushelle, the price per sheet, we say per wipe, was 1.06p a wipe.
Okay.
For Andrex, per wipe, 1.028p.
Okay.
The wipes are very similar. For Nikki Elite, per wipe, 0.6p.
Wow. You're
joking.
That's
unbelievable.
Almost half.
But you get less square.
I think the squares are less.
Squares are smaller.
I don't think
you need any more to cover it.
How long is a roll of Andrex?
I don't know.
Have I not written that down?
Don't you Google it?
How many sheets are in a roll of Andrex? I thought we'd written all this information down.
Not everything, not length.
That's not important.
24, no. Is it?
Oh!
Well.
So that's 24 millimetres.
Oh.
24 meters.
24 meters. So you get an extra 5 meters of toilet roll. So
this is half the price.
And
per
I think
wipe.
The thickness affects
absolutely
the length. You know what I mean? Because if it's dead thin, then you can get more around the roll.
Yeah.
This is tough. Let's get into the rest of it, right?
Yeah, but then you have to use more.
How many
toilet
fingers
roll?
Can you get in? Shove some fingers in and right, tell us. We can move on then. Keep it quick.
It's a 4-finger job.
What do you think?
4 fingers.
I think it's a tight 4.
It's a very tight 4.
It's a tight 4.
You must have very slender fingers.
Yeah.
It's a tight 4.
It's a tight 4.
I can go up to my knuckles.
Softness.
Right. I'm very impressed with the softness, I have to say.
I wouldn't put it up there with the heavyweights, but I don't think it's far off.
Yep.
Not as soft.
It's no Cushelle.
Not as soft. The thing is, my issue with this is that if I went to a hotel and this was the toilet roll, I would know it was cheap toilet roll.
No, you would not. You could do a lot worse than this.
I'm more impressed with the softness of my Nikki than this Nikki, I would say.
I bought this knowing that you'd bought Nikki.
Interesting. Because I don't think we bought Nikki Elite.
Went sad when it was not the same. Did you buy Nikki Superb?
Maybe. So yours has got circular patterns, not diamond patterns.
I preferred your...
So is Nikki, your Nikki softer than Tom's Nikki?
Softer. Let me Google Nikki Superb.
Yeah.
Nikki, I've met her.
My Nikki is superb.
Is she? Mm. Wow.
Very soft to touch. I googled Nikki Superb.
And he can't read
Super
that
bass.
Oh,
by Nicki Minaj. Has
I was going to say.
That could have been a lot worse.
See what why I thought
you're on the church Wi-Fi. And ours certainly isn't filled with fragrance.
I don't like fragrance.
It makes you
roll.
Feel uncomfortable from the beginning.
I don't like walking out of a toilet and smelling the fragrance and thinking.
You have gone
people
for Nikki
know.
Supreme.
Nikki Supreme.
Not even Superb, Supreme. Well, Supreme.
So how expensive is Supreme?
Couldn't tell you.
From Ocado, which is
that's
like
expensive.
Your M&S's, £5.90 for 9. This was £5 for 18.
We bought it from Home Bargains.
Yeah.
So it's, you know.
There you go.
Insider information from our friend who is an employee of Home Bargains.
Yes.
She says that people have been requesting that the Elite Nikki be taken off the shelves and reintroduce a more basic Nikki.
Really?
Because people prefer the more basic Nikki.
Oh.
That's what I'm hearing.
She's so basic.
Interesting.
Nikki is. Honestly.
Softness then. So Cushelle was 7. So what we're saying this is?
6.5.
6.
Let's go 6.
0.25.
Durability.
Very durable.
I think this is where this...
Strong durability.
Let me just go for the test.
Very thick.
You're not...
There's been no breach there.
Unless it's damp, I don't think you're getting through there. Don't lick it. That's horrible. Oh, that's horrible.
When
that'll
I lick...
licking, a toilet roll that is enriched with lotion and flavourings.
You've got a ply on your tongue.
When I lick Andrex, I get nothing on my tongue. Mm. When I lick Nikki, my tongue's covered.
The tongue
test. How often are you licking Andrex?
depends if I'm testing the softness.
Oh, right, okay, fine.
What are you saying then? Durability. Cushell was an 8.5.
Oh. I think this is a 9.
Andrex was a 9.
9?
Let's go 9. Patton.
I've lost the vote. Patton's poor.
Yeah, not bothered about the Patton.
Overall, I think for the price, obviously that's where you're going to go for this.
We've got to knock it down based on the fragrance. I'm not happy with the fragrance or the lotion.
See, lotion, that just gives... For people that can't see it, you'd be picturing a creamy toilet roll.
Yeah.
That's not what you're getting, folks.
No, there's no cream.
I don't know why they put lotion on it. But I will put a bad fragrance as a bad fragrance note.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
So Nikki, she's covered in lotion and she smells nasty.
Well, she's soft to touch.
But she's soft. And she's very durable.
I would say she's not elite.
Not elite,
no.
How many times could you fold and wipe, Sam?
Because the smaller sheets, I think I would have to go for a 6-sheet wipe.
Six.
I could get 4 folds out of that.
If we're doing maths on this, we're using, even though it's cheaper, we're using a lot more sheets per wipe.
That's true.
If you're using 6,
have you seen this? These are tiny.
Ridiculous. You know what they say.
Look at the size of that.
I don't think that's.
You know what they
that's
say.
Tiny.
You know what they say on the way to
prime. The
you know what they say outside primary schools. 20 is plenty.
20 is plenty.
So.
Right. The next poo feature I'm very excited about because we've not had a poo story
absolutely
in so
not
long.
Yeah,
we're not sure
it
whether he's going to actually share it though yet, are we?
Yeah, we'll see. What we're going to do is we're going to phone a friend and see if they will share some of the incidents.
They've told us this story personally, but they've not consented to reading it on the podcast.
Here we go. It's on speaker, so we'll see how it sounds.
What's up with you?
We are just recording the Almighty Pod.
Yeah.
And I heard that you had an incident.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to tell them? Are you
going to
tell them?
No, you're just going to go on speaker and tell the world.
Okay, cool, fine.
You ready?
Born ready.
So you were, let me get this straight, Sylvie wasn't very well.
Yeah, Sylvie had COVID.
Right, and you were in the car.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. So we'd all had a sickness bug in our house, so kids and all had a sickness bug, and I'd started with the trots, as they say.
Yeah.
So we'd had a break of about 6 hours. We hadn't got any food in the house. So I did what all the parents do and went to McDonald's.
Whilst you had a sickness bug?
No, we'd been clear for about 6 hours. So we went through the drive-thru because we didn't have any food in. And so I'm sat in the front seat, and my daughter, who's 4, Ella, it sat next to me in her seat, and we get into the drive-thru queue, which is pretty long, and she goes, oh, my tummy doesn't feel very good. So Ella chugged us into a bucket that fortunately we have in the car.
So she was sticking a bucket next to you?
In the drive-thru, in the car. Obviously, we couldn't get out of the drive-thru because there was a queue in the drive-thru. So then about 5 minutes later, we're now like 4 or 5 cars away from the tell the guy what we want.
Right.
And Ella obviously doesn't want any food. And I my tummy starts with the old rumble, as you all know.
So your tummy had the rumble?
I had the rumble. And I was like, oh no, it'll be all right. I had the runs for about 5 hours. We probably could get away with one. So I let one go anyway. I filled my pants. So I'm in a drive through with sick in one hand in a bucket, and I filled the pants. And then Ella goes, I went down the window because I was obviously very smelly. And then Ella goes, Daddy, why does the car smell of poo? And I went, oh, don't worry about that, love. And then so then we drove to the back corner of the car park, and I took my inside of the car, obviously not outside, took my pants off and put them in the bin, and threw the sick away, and off we went. No food.
No food?
I didn't want to eat, and neither did she. But the guy at the window was like, what do you want? was like, mate, I don't want
any. Some new pants, please.
And he's like, oh, you stink. Like, yes, yes, I do. Thank you very much. This is the guy in the McDonald's window. So, yeah, so it wasn't my finest moment.
Oh, dear. Are you okay now, though?
We're all better. No COVID, no poo in my pants. I'm tip top.
Great. I'm really glad you had a nice day out.
You too. How you enjoy the pod, boys?
We will do. Thank you for sharing.
Bye
bye.
No worries. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Wow. A drive through is a bad place.
What an ordeal.
That's terrible to be stuck.
So the fact you got to the why did he talk to the guy at the window?
I don't know. You just drive straight on, wouldn't you? I suppose if it was busy,
you can't drive out, can you?
Oh dear. You had a shocker there.
Absolutely terrible.
Pooing yourself in a drive through whilst holding sick. That's not good.
Grim. That poor child.
What I find strange is who, after having a sickness bug, thinks because I've not been sick for 6 hours, let's go to McDonald's.
Let's go to Mackey's and really sort it out.
Let's go fill ourselves with some good nutrients.
To a busy drive-thru. Gee whiz.
Well,
now, we've done a bit of news with the football.
Oh, yeah.
And the heat.
Yeah.
The only other bit of news that's going on, really, is the tour of Rishi and Liz.
Yeah.
Campaigning. It's down to two.
They were in Stoke.
They were on Tuesday.
Yeah, the Victoria Hall.
Yeah. Were you pleased with Rishi and Liz as a final pair?
I watched the first 2 minutes so I could see the Victoria Hall and turn it off.
Yes.
Am I pleased with Rishi and Liz? I would have actually preferred at the final four the other two. Penny Mordaunt.
Yeah.
And the other one. I forgot her name.
Kemi.
Yeah. Because Liz Truss, I find her scary.
Yes.
But not in a good way. Like something out of a bad horror film.
Yeah.
She's like a funny aunt, I'd say.
So do you know like a horror film? Do you know when like you open a door in a room and there's a kid standing at the other end of the room staring at you?
Yeah.
And you know you're about to die.
Yeah.
If I opened a door and she was stood staring. That first scene, well, not first scene, the opening bit for the debate.
Yeah, they look like cardboard cutouts.
When they were staring at the screen, reminded me of The Shining.
I rewound that about three times and kept watching it.
The Shining. Do you know where there's two twins at the end of the corridor in The Shining? Reminded me of that. And I was like, what is going on? And I'm not a fan. And Rishi, I don't trust anyone who's under 5'6".
Is he? Is he that small?
Really? Yeah.
No, he comes across as reasonably tall.
Let's get the official
height. I would have said he was 6 foot.
I'd say six. At least 6 foot.
Oh, no. I've got that wrong. So I do trust him. He's 5'7".
You're all Rishi all the way.
I'm all Rishi.
Still quite a small man.
Yeah, very small. What I found very bizarre about this whole debate so far, they're telling us about all the things they're going to fix. They are the people who've been causing all the things they're going to fix. Yeah. So what's the difference?
Yeah, it's a bit awkward that you've got the Chancellor and Foreign Secretary from the last regime.
Telling you that they're going to fix the problems.
Yeah.
She's just mental. He's really out of touch. Yeah. With like real life, so I'm not sure we're gonna like win either way here, but we might win today.
It is a lose-lose situation, I think.
But even Keir Starmer's a bit of a knob at the moment, isn't he? You know what I mean, like
there's noise everywhere.
There's nobody.
Correspondent.
There's literally nobody.
Yeah, I think you've got. Well, I think Labour are just sitting firmly in the middle, and hoping that the Tories destroy themselves, and the Tories have lost the plot.
But we are obviously I'm mindful that over the past few episodes we don't want to become a politics.
No, we have been relatively focused on politics, haven't we?
But it has been what's going on in the world.
Yeah. It's hard not to be focused on politics. I'm fed up of it being crap.
I thought because it's so crap, because we've got two bad candidates, we'd have our own debate here between you two. And I would, what's that woman who hosted it for BBC?
Sophie Raworth.
I'll be Sophie Raworth.
Go on then, Sophie.
Which one of you wants to be Rishi and which of you wants to be Liz?
Oh, dear.
Well, you are your own candidates today.
I'll be my own person. Thank you very much.
We're our own people.
The first question, and I'll edit out some of the pauses while you think of this.
Okay.
We've got Liz for leader and we've got Ready for Rishi. What would your slogans be?
Chris is right.
That's not bad.
Well,
for those of you that don't know.
That's very good.
Your surname is Wright.
Yes. Chris is right. There
Mine's
we go.
Going to be very disappointed now. Tailored to you.
Tailored to you.
Oh, yes. That'll be. If you should become a tailor. As a job. That would be so good.
It would.
Because you're thank called
you.
Taylor.
I am, thank you.
And it'd be tailored.
It
is
would.
It tailoring?
Very good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, if I had any skills as a tailor.
It's a bit upper class, though.
Very good, very upper class.
Upper class slogan, that is.
Yeah.
But you say
doesn't fit with my...
It fits how you say bath, though.
Doesn't fit with my manifesto as Prime Minister. I have middle class friends and working class friends.
Well...
I don't have any working class friends.
things tend to get a bit personal in these debates.
Yeah.
If you had to pick your worst insult for the other person, what would it be?
Oh, this is
terrible.
This is nasty.
It might be the last episode we ever do.
Why would you want a prime minister who permanently has a cold?
The hypocrisy in those COVID updates, if you do.
Yeah.
Please wash your hands. Blow your nose.
An insult for Sam. There's not much you can insult Sam on. Yeah. You just got to go for the painstakingly obvious huge bald spot on the top of his head.
Yeah. I think we have our first candidate emerging here. Sam takes the lead in the polls. Oh. Some inspiration, perhaps, for some insults. What would you comment on the other person's footwear? Because obviously in the past week we've had Liz taking the mick out of Rishi saying that his shoes are from Prada, but she's more of a people's person buying her stuff from Claire's.
I'm a big fan of Chris's shoes, to be fair.
I'm on today.
Well, indeed.
Flip-flops on.
Very practical.
Where'd you buy your shoes from?
Smart Shoes. I go to M&S for my school shoes.
Mm. No surprise
and
there.
And then I'll usually just buy... pair of Superga's off Amazon because they're cheaper than shops.
Hey.
Significantly. And I've got some Havana's flip-flops on.
This is good. This is like Martin Lewis style consumer advice here. This is
if you're listening and you like Superga's or however you say them.
Superga's. That's how Tam says it. It's a joke.
That's what Joel says.
Superga's.
Joel's like, I bought some Superga's. So if you buy Superga's and you don't want to go to the shop.
On that, our friend Phoebe called Vaseline Baseline the other day.
Baseline,
wow.
That's nice.
Anyway, special. Carry on.
To the Baseline. And she and he. So you can buy them from a shop, but they're about £55. And if you go to Shoe, Amazon, £36.
Wow. That's good.
That's good. £36. And they go with everything. You go shorts, go jeans, black jeans, chinos, whatever you want to wear.
Unbelievable.
They go with them.
Wow. Yeah.
What would you say about Sam's footwear in general?
Always looks like he's ready to kick a football.
Consistent.
Some might say a bit scruffy, but we'll not go there. We'll move on.
Yeah, that's true.
How would you describe your leadership style? Do you want me to give you some words that you can pick from?
I could describe Chris's.
Go on.
Yeah, one describe
word.
Each other's.
One word. Delegation.
But that's good.
Strong.
That's good.
Strong.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert in every field.
No.
Hand it over to the experts.
Yeah. Claim the credit for it afterwards.
And then take the credit and hand it over to them.
Like all the successful politicians from history.
Yes.
What would you say about Sam's style of leadership, Chris?
Versatile.
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 You'll lead from the front, but you can also lead from the back. Are we meant to be like putting the other person down? What's going on here?
I think so. All it's right, a very kind. This is how the debate should be.
Yeah.
This is.
Encouraging
they should
the other
take
person.
Notes.
Indeed.
No, please.
Dishy Rishi should take notes.
Please vote for them.
Please vote
Sorry.
For them.
I should be talking over you more, shouldn't I, if we're trying to make this more.
If you had to describe the other person as a biscuit.
Oh, I would put Sam down as a chocolate digestive.
Oh, interesting.
Because everyone loves a chocolate digestive.
Yeah.
Nothing too fancy.
Mm.
Does what they need.
Yeah.
Tasty. You dunk them in a coffee, dunk them in a tea.
Reliable.
Durable.
Much like
durable.
Nicky Elite. The Nicky Elite of the biscuit Elite. World.
That's very nice. I'll go for a bourbon.
Oh.
You can always rely on a bourbon to liven up a situation.
That is it. That is good.
Yeah.
No that one's first choice. But if it's left, I'll have it. And I'll probably
Absolutely.
Enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Cheap.
Like a bourbon.
I like a
you
bourbon.
You get loads in a packet as well.
Yeah. And if you go for like knockoff versions, you can't really tell.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
Whereas you can tell if you have a knockoff digestive.
Absolutely. So what Chris is basically saying there is you could have anyone as prime minister. It doesn't matter if it's him or not.
You do the same as him.
Yeah, yeah.
if you got the job and you became prime minister, you could hire anyone in the world as your assistant, vice, what do they call it?
Deputy prime minister.
Deputy prime minister. Mm. Who would you hire?
Sam.
Just to rub it in.
No, because yeah. then...
To do all the delegating.
then he can't win.
True.
And then Sam can rein me in when he's reining in. Yeah. He can say, Chris, let's just have a quick conversation, yeah. please. Yeah. We'll have a conversation, just and then I'll say, I've taken on board what you said, Sam, but I'm sticking with my decision.
You want somebody like dependable, man of the people, or woman of the people. Consistency, I think, is important. Yeah. So longevity... So I'll take James Milner, please.
James Milner.
James Milner.
The most versatile.
I did not see that coming. I did not. You. I did you not know think you were James Milner.
That was the name that came into my head straight away.
Hey, he'll do a job.
Do a job anywhere, any position. Right back, left back.
That's a great shot.
Foreign Office.
Transport Secretary.
Unbelievable.
That's a great shot.
What a guy.
After that, you know what? I can't call it.
Wow.
I think it's pretty close. It's been the nicest debate that's ever happened.
Indeed.
Maybe you could let us know if I put a poll out.
Yes.
We'll have tailored to you.
Yeah.
Or tailored for you. What was it?
I don't know. Tailored to you.
Tailored to
right.
you.
Tailored to yeah. you.
Or Chris is right.
Yes.
How are you spelling the right? Like your surname?
Well, my surname.
Okay.
But I'll have a capital R, please.
Capital R. Capital W and R.
No.
Just R.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Okay, interesting.
That might have swung the vote for me.
Oh.
To yourself.
I'm
That's not encouraging if you're going to vote for you. Sam's going to vote for you, wasn't it?
Oh, wow. What a day.
Chris, you asked a question just before we started recording about what would God think of?
What would God think of Rishi and Liz?
Well, just, yeah, the state of everything at the minute.
The state of everything. I imagine he's a bit fed up now.
Hmm.
I'm fed up. And if I'm fed up, God's fed up, isn't he?
Is that a general...
That's how it works.
I'm not sure we can
Absolutely.
Say that. It's interesting. We're doing a holiday camp at the minute in church where we've got some of the kids in from around the community and stuff doing different stories with them every day. Today was a Good Samaritan. And it was just another reminder of... Obviously, the story is someone gets beaten up. Loads of people walk past that you would expect would help the person. And then the most unlikely of people that... doesn't have anything to do with that group of people, helps him, goes above and beyond, puts this person in an inn, pays for everything that they need and says, if they need anything else, then I'll go above and beyond to support them and make sure they're okay. And it couldn't be any further from what it feels like the government's doing. And where we are as a society at the minute where people need a lot of stuff, but everyone's just looking inward and looking at their own issues, where what a change it would be if people... looked at other people's problems first and thought, what can we do to not just help them, but go above and beyond to...
I think what's interesting is that most of the conversation now, and whether this would have been the case before or not, or whether this is like the influence of Boris, is that most of the conversation seems to be about the individual's moral compass, really. And honestly, that's one of the things that I would... if I was making the decision, I would make it based on, because I honestly don't have much idea about the politics or economics side of it. But that just becomes is this like insult match between two people dragging stuff up from the past, or Liz Truss, here's this thing you wrote 12 years ago, and here's this opinion you had 5 years ago, and how can you stand in now and have different opinions or to that? And it's just like, what a joke. But in all of it, it's the moral compass thing is important, because that's like an outworking of what's really going on inside somebody and where people's priorities are. And, you know, as a Christian, your priority has to be for the least and the lost, the people who are less off than you. And it can't be about a selfish thing. So one of the things that stood out to me from the debate on Monday was Rishi saying, well, I don't think it's fair that we should like leave bills to be paid by our kids and grandkids. And that, like, I'm like, yeah, I can see that. Like, I don't know whether that economically or financially makes sense, but I can see that there's something there about looking just beyond what's going on for ourselves, but into future and whatever. And I think if we started to see more of that, I think people would have a lot more of a positive view towards politicians and politics in general, rather than it just being this constant slaying and judgment of character and all the things that aren't particularly healthy way to have debate or conversation or to like move forward healthily as a country.
Do you think that's a more recent thing? Because like obviously we are only knowing more about politics now because we're at that age, but it doesn't feel like there's ever been a point like this up to now where it's been more about the person and their ethics than it is.
Yeah.
What, like, if you ask people what Rishi and Liz are running for, most people wouldn't be able to tell you, but you could probably tell. They'd probably tell you that they don't like the people.
Yeah,
they could tell you a lot about them, but not what they want to do. I think there's always been that undertone of politicians doing it for themselves. I think
Trump and Boris have made it worse.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And I think even like in the noughties and like the 90s, like the Tories were always the nasty party.
Yeah.
And that's what David Cameron based his whole philosophy on. We need to stop being the nasty party.
Yeah.
So then that all came out. But then stuff started to come out about his moral compass and when he was in the Bulletin's Club and all that stuff that went on with pigs.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that day in the news when it came out that he played with a pig. And then... Then Theresa May came in, but then Boris was part of the same clan that David Cameron was part of when he was younger, and then it's all been an absolute storm since COVID. And I think there was a time, I think Donald Trump created this world where it didn't matter. People knew what Donald Trump was like. They knew the stuff he'd been up to.
Yeah.
Like they heard those voice notes of him talking about women, and they just decided it didn't matter. However, are we getting to a point where it does start to matter now? I don't know whether people do think it matters still. I think what people are now thinking about is, if I can't trust their moral compass, can I now trust them to make the right decision for me?
Yeah.
I think that's more so the issue. Yeah. I think at first people weren't bothered. I think people weren't bothered about Boris's conduct.
Mm.
I don't think they were particularly bothered about Donald Trump's conduct because they would get the jobs done that they wanted them to get done. Yeah. However, I think people are now questioning whether they will. And I think Boris's conduct especially has meant that. And I think that there's already talk of him coming back.
No, yeah.
There's already talk of MPs plotting to give... They want to give him a safe seat so that he can plot to come back in the future. So I don't know. I think people are just fed up now. I think the difference that the government have now is... money's getting tight for everybody, and it's not just people at the bottom. And you look at energy crisis, you've got people at the bottom who are going to get those bills are going
to. I watched another video before I came out today where Martin Lewis said it's going to go up again by 70%.
If their bills are 100 quid, they're going to start paying 150, 160, 170. But for someone whose bill, who's got a big house, whose bill is usually 300 or 400, that's going to go up to 600. So everyone's belts are tightening now, which I think is why Rishi started off by saying we can't really do much until we know. And now his name's dropped in the polls a little bit. He's now come out and said, I will make cuts.
It's funny, isn't it, that we were at a point where there were a few people struggling and people weren't really bothered about it, where now they're struggling as well. It suddenly becomes, what's the government going to do about it?
And I think one of the disheartening things for people at the moment is, when you look at Jesus, one thing that... One of the reasons he was so noticed and followed by so many in the Bible was how different he was and the alternative that he was to people at the top, to their rulers, to their leaders. And I think the problem, the disheartening thing now is we can't, for who we have to vote for, we actually see much alternative. No. We're not seeing that difference in a person who, one, we can trust, who, one, we think is relatable and is... got our best interests at heart, and we don't. I feel like we don't actually. We look at the options, and it's worst case scenario. It's best of a bad bunch.
Absolutely,
and it's been like that for such a long time now.
Yeah,
and it is getting hard work. So I don't know.
The only way is up.
Any way is up.
I mean, we said that 2 years ago.
We did,
and then we said that a year ago, and we said that a month ago.
Still at the bottom, but the only way is up.
What a jolly way to end.
So what have we learnt today?
Chris is right.
Chris is right.
Sam's tailored to all of you.
Buy Nikki Elite if you're saving some dosh.
Yeah, but Nikki Supreme's better.
Nikki Supreme is better.
Yeah.
You can find it.
If someone like Jesus runs, vote for him.
Yeah.
They won't be like Jesus. If someone's trying to be like Jesus, vote for him.
Yeah.
tried to be like Jesus. We need more people trying to be like Jesus.
And if you've had the runs, give it longer than 5 hours before you go to McDonald's drive-thru, because it's not a good idea.
Wow.
Chris, you're off on your holidays next week for a long time.
Aye.
You're going to Disney.
In Disney. Do you want anything?
Ooh. What are you offering? Souvenir, that'd be nice.
I'll get you a souvenir. All Mighty Pod souvenirs.
Surprises, yeah.
We can do, shall I see if we can break All Mighty Pod into America?
Please do.
So we break across the pond.
Yeah.
You need a t-shirt with a logo on or something.
People make me one.
Sam,
I'll have a cap.
We could do something with a special guest.
We could.
You'll have to ring me well on there.
People have asked for content to listen to during the holidays.
Okay.
While they're on planes, travelling to their holidays, on their holidays,
right,
sitting in their campsites.
Wow.
Wow.
Lying
can
on
can
a
you
beach.
Imagine going away, having a break from the world.
Yeah.
But the one thing they can't do without is us.
It's unbelievable.
Imagine that. The listens have been strong. I've been very happy to see.
Maybe we should
still
run.
Been enjoying it.
Maybe we should run for government.
Good.
If you imagine the kind of dirt they can find on someone like Liz Truss, imagine what they find on you.
I'd last 3 weeks.
Oh, God.
Right, that'll do us for episode 73.
Yeah.
Three.
Downy Tree.
If you've got any stories, poo or otherwise, that you think are funny and you can share with us, you can email us at almightypodmail@gmail.com. You can find us on facebook.com/almightypod or Twitter and Instagram @almighty_pod. Boys, have a good week. Chris, have a good holiday.
I will do.
See you in a few weeks.
See you soon.
See you very soon. Bye-bye.